This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are joined by Dr. Mark Scheinberg, the renowned surgeon who heads up the Center for Cosmetic and Reconstructive Gynecology in Deer Beach, Florida. He is also an internationally acclaimed cosmetic plastic gynecological vaginal surgeon who has performed thousands of gynecological surgeries and procedures with extensive training in cosmetic gynecology. Dr. Scheinberg, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. A pleasure is all mine.
So, Dr. Scheinberg, what is cosmetic and reconstructive gynecology? Let's start there.
Okay, well, basically, there are two areas that we work within. One is cosmetic. Cosmetic means a change in appearance. That can go in one of two forms. That can be like laser hair removal would be cosmetic. They do vejazzling, et cetera, things that are non-surgical. You also have cosmetic that's surgical, in other words, labiaplasty. You have women who complain or are concerned that their labias are too big, or they don't like that they're irregular, one side's bigger than the other. They can have discomfort while they're having relations, et cetera. So the cosmetic has to do with the appearance, changing the appearance, making them use a labial reduction. Labia majora, with a large labia, can be wrinkly, and they don't like their appearance. So that could be non-surgical and surgical. The reconstructive has to do with the changes that go inside the vagina when you're after having childbearing. After having a couple of kids, women complain they don't feel sex anymore. Things are don't feel the way they used to be. There could be some stress incontinence, losing water, urine when they cough or sneeze, things like that. And repairing the insides is the reconstructive.
And thanks for sharing those details. So why do women seek out the labiaplasty procedure, and what are the types available today?
Okay, typically women who have labiaplasty procedures have the complaint of they're too big, they're different in size, they show when they wear their bathing suit, they're kind of self-conscious about their appearance, or that because of their size that it gets caught in their underwear, it gets caught when having intercourse, and it's uncomfortable. So typically people are getting labiaplasty procedures, one for appearance and two for discomfort.
If you would, Dr. Scheinberg, get into what happens to a woman's vagina during childbirth.
Okay. You know, my wife hates this analogy, but I think it's a good one. Think of the vagina like a steel-belted tire. You have the steel belt that gives it its shape and its form, and then you have the tread, which gives it its friction. If you rupture the steel belt, you get ballooning of the tread. That ballooning of the tread actually makes the tread wider, or the vagina wider, and it also reduces the tread itself, which reduces friction. So when women say, you know, I've had my two kids, I don't feel anything anymore, they want to go back to the way they used to be. The vaginal reconstructive surgery gets it back to the way it used to be.
And certainly the goal, no doubt about it. Today we are joined by Dr. Mark Scheinberg, the renowned surgeon who heads up the Center for Cosmetic and Reconstructive Gynecology in Deerfield Beach, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So also, Dr. Scheinberg, what physical changes do women face when entering menopause, and how does this affect the vagina as well?
Well, the vagina has a blood supply, And it also has collagen, which creates the support structure of the vagina. When women start, now this vaginal vasculature is dependent on certain hormones, particularly estrogen. And so when women start to get older, they start hitting menopause, they stop making their hormones, the vagina loses its blood supply and starts to get thinner. When it gets thinner, it becomes more uncomfortable, it becomes drier, and more uncomfortable. The procedures that you do, that one does, there are a number of things that one can do to improve the vasculature of the vagina, can improve the moisturization of the vagina, and reduce the effects of menopause.
And what are the treatment options for women after childbirth and for menopause that you do recommend?
Well, there are two directions that one can go. One is medical, and one is non-invasive surgical or invasive surgical. The medical is to replace the lost hormones. You can replace the lost hormones either taking them orally, and so you have estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, or four hormones I will typically use to give. I like bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. The synthetic hormone replacement therapy has more risk to it, whereby the natural hormone replacement therapy doesn't have some of those risks. So that's one mechanism. Another mechanism is to just use a little vaginal cream or vaginal estrogens, which can also help build up the structure or the blood supply and the texture of the vagina. In addition to the hormonal, you have things like Thermiva, or there are some laser mechanisms in which they use heat to stimulate the vagina. Stimulating it will increase the blood supply and increase the collagen, which makes it a little bit narrower and also improves the dryness, the vascularization, and also helps a little bit with stress incontinence, which can occur after childbearing and just by age alone. Now also, if you've had a few children and you're hitting into menopause, you can have vaginal reconstructive surgery, which narrows that down too, and can be useful in helping for stress urinary incontinence.
Well, Dr. Scheinberg, it certainly has been good to have had you, and most helpful information covering today's topic. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip today for the listeners?
I would say that if you're contemplating having any kind of vaginal surgery, do your homework. There are weekend courses that people take that make them think that they can do vaginal surgery, and it's really quite involved. So it's important to research the doctor that you're looking for or that you're looking at. Make sure that they've had adequate training. Take a look at their before and after pictures. Do your homework, because if you don't, you can wind up in trouble.
Well, Dr. Scheinberg, thanks for that advice, and thanks for those final words and comments. Where can listeners get all the details on your practice there in Deerfield Beach, Florida?
Well, you can look up my website, which is Cosmetic Laser GYN or Cosmetic Laser Gynecology, both will work, .com. You can reach me at my office at 561-414-3219. And either way, you'll be able to get through with us.
Again, Dr. Scheinberg, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. I hope I was helpful.
And I have no doubt. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Mark Scheinberg, the renowned surgeon who heads up the Center for Cosmetic and Reconstructive Gynecology in Deerfield Beach, Florida. And for further details and to be in contact, visit Cosmetic lasergynecology.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.